This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Heavy snow is coming to the Northeast and New England, says CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
This is going to be a fairly quick hitter. This storm is going to start up in the early morning hours. It really starts accumulating right around sunrise in the morning commute. And then it's basically out of the New York metro area by lunch, and by the Boston area, it's done by the evening commute.
Some places could get up to a foot of snow, affecting flower deliveries on the day before Valentine's Day. One person's been killed and five wounded in a shooting on an elevated subway platform in the Bronx.
As the train pulled into the station, police say two groups of teens were fighting, and one pulled out a gun and started firing as the doors opened.
I heard a bullet hit the wall.
A 34-year-old man was shot and killed. Five others, as young as 14, who were shot are expected to recover. Transit Chief Michael Kemper.
To have a shooting like this in the subway system is extremely rare and unacceptable.
Mac Rosenberg for CBS News, New York.
Police are searching for two people. Jon Stewart returned to Comedy Central's The Daily Show last night, wasting no time in criticizing President Biden and former President Trump.
They are the oldest people ever to run for president, breaking by only 4 years the record that they set. I think we've got a new name for our election coverage. Indecision 2024 Antiques Roadshow. All right.
Comedy Central is owned by Paramount, the parent company of CBS News. Mardi Gras is in full swing in New Orleans, says WWL radio reporter Dave Cohen.
An estimated more than 2 million people line parade routes throughout the day. Bands and dancers thrill the crowds. And in the French Quarter, throngs gather for the traditional exchange of flashes of flesh for beaded necklaces. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
We'll learn January's consumer price index in a few hours. The inflation rate is expected to have slowed to 2.9% on an annual basis, down from 3.4% in December. More from CBS's Jolene Kent.
What we're going to be watching closely is how much food prices went up, gas prices, auto insurance, those kinds of things that really do add up and hit the monthly budget. But we're starting to see voters are feeling better about the economy overall.
The longest Super Bowl game ever was also the most watched program in television history. Nielsen and Adobe Analytics says the game averaged 123.4 million viewers across television and streaming platforms. The game was televised by CBS and streamed on Paramount Plus. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least one Republican has announced their candidacy to replace outgoing Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher. Gallagher announced he would not seek another term Saturday. Former State Senator Roger Roth has already announced his plan to run for the seat. Roth served as senator from 2017 until 2021 and ran for lieutenant governor alongside Tim Michaels in 2022. Current State Senator Andre Jacques and GOP consultant Alex Brusewitz have also expressed interest in the seat. No Democrats have announced their intention yet to run for the seat. A leading Democrat says Republicans may be setting a trap for the governor if they pass his maps. Congressman Mark Pocan tweets Republicans could appeal those maps in federal court, and if they do, Wisconsin's current maps would stay in place through November. Many Democrats want the state Supreme Court to draw the maps. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Chiefs win another Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The 49ers looked in control the first half of the game, but the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, came back to send the game into overtime to win 25-22 over San Francisco. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, joined on the field by Taylor Swift, on how Mahomes led them on a final touchdown drive.
He found ways to propel us, even with his legs, as you saw today.
What did he say in the huddle for the last drive?
He said, let's go win this thing.
The Chiefs defense able to hold San Francisco to just just a field goal in overtime, safety Justin Reed.
That's just team ball, man. We knew that we just needed to give our offense the best shot. We could turn the ball over or hold them to a field goal. The way they finished the end of the game, we knew they'd go down and score.
So for the second time in 4 years, the 49ers season ends with a loss against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Tight end George Kittle.
You know, you train all season, go to OTAs, training camp. It's a long, long season. It's a long year. And to come up short of a goal, of a dream, it's not fun.
It's 49ers tight end George Kittle from Super Bowl 58. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds on the way here in the overnight with lows in the lower to middle 20s and light northwest winds. On Tuesday, those clouds stick around with our highs reaching the low to mid 30s. Winds out of the northwest continue on the light side. Could see some flurries or light rain developing on Wednesday. It's 30 at our studios.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allmall. Noon till 3 on Tuesday. It's Tuesday Tangents with our old Luke Mathers. Also, what grinds your gears right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbar. Along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board taking your phone calls, it is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Monday, February 12th, 2024, the birthday of, in my opinion, the greatest president in American history, Abraham Lincoln. Mr. Zommers, happy post-Super Bowl Monday to you.
Oh boy, I gotta sneeze.
Oh, there you just I timed that exactly correct, so just as I called on him, he had a little sneeze there. God bless. Yeah. God bless you.
You know, it's because yesterday I went to go watch the Super Bowl at my friend McKinley and Danielle at their house, and they have cats, who I love cats, but I'm allergic to them, and I haven't been at their house in a while. Normally, I've built up enough immunity to their cats specifically that it's fine, but sure. It was not. And today I'm wearing the same pants I wore yesterday, which I did not think through. So now I am exposed to cat hair once again.
Well, just stay away from the kitties.
I do my best.
Well, did you watch the Super Bowl last night? A big game, of course, as Mike Clemens reported there. Super Bowl 53 is down in the books. It was overtime, only the second time overtime has occurred in the Super Bowl. And your Taylor Swift Chiefs beat San Francisco by a score of 25-22.
Much to the dismay of most of my friends who were watching.
They were 49ers fans?
Yeah, more so. Less so 49ers fans and more didn't want the Chiefs to win. But it was not because of Taylor Swift. It was for real reasons. It was because all of these sports commentators cannot stop worshiping the ground that Patrick Mahomes considers walking on.
He's a great quarterback. Probably the best quarterback of our time right now.
Is he?
I think so. Absolutely. I mean, who's better?
I don't know enough about football to tell you. I just know that my roommates who know a lot about football... Like, for example, Parker, if you ask him, like, hey, where did this random obscure bench player go to college? He'll tell you immediately.
Well, that's fine. Patrick Mahomes has now won 3 of the last 5 Super Bowls. I think that's pretty good.
I think that's good, too. They are just saying that a lot of it is flukes and that he is not that good. And
I haters gonna hate. Shake it off. Shake it off. Look at this. I'm not even in voice. I'm still trying to sing. I apologize for the vocal cords. I picked up a little bug over the last few days and recuperating from that. So bear with the old voice. I'm feeling okay. I got a COVID and a RSV test on the way in today. Did a little lab work. Waiting the results. So while I'm on the air here, I'm taking the mask off. Otherwise, I'm keeping a mask on. I believe I'll be fine. But I thought, out of respect for Mr. Zommers and the rest of our crew, and it's a great reminder, if you, the listening audience, is not feeling well, you know, wear a mask when you're around others. And if you can, go get tested. And the reason is that a lot of the home tests now with this new strain of COVID, you get a false negative sometimes. So really now the only way you can really test for COVID really is by going to your clinic. I understand some people don't have health insurance and at least take the home test is better than nothing. But if you have insurance, go check it out, which I did. So, and my physician that I saw, he's like, that's very responsible. I said, well, my mother taught me well.
We all appreciate it.
That's right. But yes, we will soldier on. Going to be a big show. We'll talk more about Super Bowl 53 later on in the show. 58. What did I say? 53?
Yeah.
It's too many Roman numerals.
That's fair.
They just need to go with the dang English letters or numbers. I don't know. No, you know what it is? This is actually true. Now that I say that. A reporter, I can't remember which one of these guys, maybe from The Daily Show or somewhere. By the way, Jon Stewart, back in The Daily Show tonight. We'll talk more about that later perhaps as well. One of these reporters went to a Trump rally and said, what do you think about teaching Arabic numbers to our kids? I'm absolutely opposed to it. I don't want Arabic numbers taught at all. No way. Turns out that the numbers we use every day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, are Arabic numbers.
Yes, those are the Arabic digits. That's what we use.
I love that. I absolutely love that. So anyway, we'll talk about the Super Bowl a little bit later on in the show as well. Also, particularly for our listeners in the Fox Valley and Green Bay, Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher from the 8th District in Green Bay and the surrounding area announced over the weekend, and talk about having a talent to bury a story, the Saturday before the Super Bowl, announced he is not seeking re-election. This comes after he was one of three or four Republicans last week who voted in opposition of impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. So I'm not sure whether that's the exact reason that he stepped down, but it appears that he's decided to move on and do other things. And like I said last week, whatever his motivation, you know, good on him for having the courage to take what I think is a correct vote in voting against the goofy, trumped up charges against Alejandro Mayorkas. But he's moving on. There are three people already interested, three women, as it turns out, and good for them, who are interested in running as Democrats. I believe Roth, who was in the state Senate, who ran for lieutenant governor with Tim Michaels, didn't turn out so great. And so former state Senator Roth has said he is in on the Republican side. And of course, I believe his uncle was the long-standing congressman from that area, Toby Roth. Little different politics, I think, the current Roth and Toby Roth, but he's in. And then there's this goofy far-right Trump guy, kid, from originally from Ripon, not even in the 8th district, but in the 6th. He's gone into Florida to be a Trump acolyte. He's thinking about moving back to Wisconsin and Trumpifying that race. So things could get very interesting very quickly. We shall see. We'll talk later on about that, but I want to start off with a couple of interesting, more than interesting, disturbing news stories over the weekend that really, if I watched the Sunday news shows, and I did yesterday as I was trying to just stay home and lay low, did not get the coverage that I think that they so richly deserve. The first one involves Donald Trump attacking Nikki Haley's husband, who is deployed as a National Guard member overseas. But the real one that really, we'll talk about that, we'll play the cuts for you. But the one that really got my attention, the people just kind of seemed to take a pass on, was the fact that Donald Trump, over the weekend in a campaign speech, decided to announce that if he were president again, he would encourage Russia to attack our NATO allies. Now, we're going to play this clip for you. And what he's talking about, a supposed conversation that he had with a leader, supposedly, of a NATO state. As best we know, this never actually happened. He made this entire thing up. But what he did not make up are his feelings toward our NATO allies and Vladimir Putin. Here is the clip from Donald J. Trump, the leading Republican candidate for the Republican presidential nomination this year.
Of the presidents of a big country stood up and said, well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? I said, you didn't pay? You're delinquent? He said, yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay.
Encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. First of all, let's be clear about something. There is no absolute payment that any NATO country has to make. It's proportional, and it's open to whatever the NATO countries decide. Secondly, there is an article in the NATO charter that, I believe it's article or section 5, that specifically says an attack on one is an attack on all, which means that as NATO allies, that if a foreign adversary, an enemy, attacks any one of the NATO countries, it is seen as an attack on all. And everyone will come to the defense. That has been used exactly one time, invoked one time. And that was after the United States was attacked on 9/11. Our allies have been there for us. We are legally obligated to come to their defense. Also, this may have gotten by you, about 2 months ago, December of last year, here's the story. U.S. Senators Tim Kaine, Democrat of Virginia, and Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida, members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, applaud Senate passage of their bipartisan bill to prohibit any president of the United States from withdrawing from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization without Senate approval or an act of Congress. The vote was 87 to 13. Passed 87 to 13 in the Senate on a major bipartisan vote, and President Biden signed it into law. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Tom listening here in McFarland in Dane County on WMDX. Tom, what's he?
You know, just building on that, when the United States was attacked in 2001, and that's when, of course, they brought in that one article, NATO also was taking a look at overall readiness. And they came to the conclusion that over the intervening decades, that we really haven't been spending too much time in terms of preparation of readiness. So in 2006, all member states agreed that nations will spend 2%, at minimum 2% of their budget on defense in order to make sure that all members were militarily ready in the event of any kind of an assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Member states that were currently at that 2% and above were encouraged to continue that spending, i.e. the United States, UK, France. Member states that were not at that 2% were given a decade, 2026, in order to reach that threshold and submit a plan of how they're going to achieve that threshold. To date, every member state will reach that 2% as agreed upon by members back in 2006. Everybody's going to reach that by 2026. Trump and his followers want to see this like they're Jews, like, you know, we're a country club.
Correct.
And given Trump's single-mindedness of how he operates, I'm not at all surprised. But this is not something like a NATO slush fund. Instead, it's how much money our nation's spending on their defense. So I think that right there just speaks to Trump's unfitness for office when he can't even understand the basics. I mean, this is basic 101 international politics of a treaty of the magnitude of NATO. And for him to make those statements, and even worse, Republican senators backing him up, you know, God help us if he actually is in office.
Tom, great call from McFarland. Thank you so very much. Tom's absolutely right. An attack on one is supposed to be an attack on all. And now Donald Trump, a former U.S. president, leading candidate for Republicans, is inviting Vladimir Putin to attack our allies. What are Republicans saying about this? We'll have it on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocate.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Peace up, A-Town Dad.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along on a Monday. Talking about news made over the weekend, Republican leading candidate for president, Donald J. Trump, saying that if he is president again, he is willing to look allies in the face if threatened by Vladimir Putin in Russia and other enemies and say, I'm going to let them do, quote, whatever the hell they want, unquote. For those regular listeners, you know that I am a former Republican, emphasis on former, spent 30 years in the party, left in 2011, largely on voter suppression efforts. I'm old enough to remember coming up in the party in the 80s, in particular, when Ronald Wilson Reagan, someone who people like Scott Walker and Derek Van Orten in the 3rd Congressional District like to bring up a lot of times. Oh, this is Reagan. This is Reagan-esque. I remember when Ronald Wilson Reagan was giving speeches calling the then Soviet Union the evil empire, quote unquote. We had to stop the evil empire. And now the leading candidate for president, the person that Derek Van Orten traveled to Iowa to endorse and to campaign for the Iowa caucuses, who has become a genuflecting acolyte to Donald Trump, Derek Van Orten, has nothing to say. Nothing to say in regards to Donald Trump saying that he'll let America's adversaries do, quote, whatever the hell they want to our allies, and also has nothing to say on attacking our American military again over the weekend. We're going to get to that in a minute. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. So you say, well, certainly other Republicans are not as stupid as Trump. Certainly they'll rise to the occasion here, right? Well, let's go to Semaphore, a great new news service. Republicans defended former President Donald Trump yesterday over remarks he made about encouraging Russia to attack countries that do not meet NATO's defense spending goals, saying they were not concerned and that his words should not be taken literally. Quote, I think he's trying to make a point. I'm not worried about it at all, Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, told reporters. He said starting a war would be, quote unquote, the last thing Russia would do if Trump were president. Trying to make a point, says Lindsey Graham. Not worried at all. I'll tell you what, as a former Republican, if Barack Obama had ever said anything close to this when he was running for or as president of the United States, Lindsey Graham would have gone apoplectic. Speaking on CNN over the weekend, Senator Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida, who incidentally is trying to be the vice president under Trump, in my opinion, who last year sponsored a law, we just read it to you, that prevented any U.S. president from unilaterally withdrawing from NATO without consent of the Senate, said he had, quote unquote, zero concerns about Trump's comments and argued they were being misinterpreted. All right, Mr. Zomers, let's dial it up again. Let's play it again because I don't want any misinterpretation here. Here is Donald Trump over the weekend saying what he said in regards to NATO. Here it is.
One of the presidents of a big country stood up and said, Well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? I said, you didn't pay? You're delinquent? He said, yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay.
I'll let you draw your own conclusion. In my opinion, I don't think there's too many ways to misinterpret that. But Rubio from Florida went on to say, quote, Donald Trump is not a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. He doesn't talk like a traditional politician. And we've already been through this. You would think people would have figured it out by now, unquote. I think people should have figured out by now that Donald Trump is a Russian asset. That's what I think. Like Tucker Carlson, Donald Trump is a useful idiot when it comes to Vladimir Putin and the concerns of the KGB. By the way, remember, we don't talk about this a whole lot. The media doesn't. Vladimir Putin is a former member of the KGB. The Russian intel, similar to our CIA. Nobody more loyal to the expanding the old Soviet empire than Vladimir Putin. And Marco Rubio just, not a big deal. At a rally in South Carolina on Saturday night over the weekend, Trump recalled his efforts to preserve NATO countries to increase their defense spending during his first term. And we played the cut already. The White House, by the way, quickly responded, calling the comments, quote, appalling and unhinged, unquote, and dangerous to national security. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Stoughton and CJ. CJ, what say you?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Todd. I guess I get frustrated because, yeah, Trump is his own worst enemy, but he's right. The Republicans want to give funding to Ukraine. And by the way, President Obama watched Putin take Crimea without a blink. So once again, we proved that we're safer and more prosperous under a Republican president. Because I don't know, did Putin invade Ukraine while Trump was president? Is that something I missed, or is that?
Remember that Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. Ukraine did nothing on their own. This was an invasion by Vladimir Putin. The Republican
Who
Party.
President?
I mean, you just started, by the way. God love you. Everybody has a choice. You just joined the Republican Party a couple of months ago. I spent 30 years there electing Republicans, fighting for Republicans. So part of this is on me. But the point is, I've been around a while, CJ. And there's no Republican worth their salt or card that would ever, ever support a candidate who invited an attack on our NATO allies. Ronald Reagan went to the Berlin Wall and said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Ronald Reagan is rolling over in his grave right now.
Yeah, because of this president and what President Biden has done. Not what Trump did.
Why don't you want to answer? Why don't you want to talk about what Trump is doing?
Why don't you want to talk about our president and his failures? Because you want to.
We did last week.
And change the subject.
We talked about Biden last week.
Who was president when Putin invaded, Todd?
That really is not germane to this conversation.
He's the only one that could go toe-to-toe with Putin. He's the only one.
And now you have Donald Trump inviting Russia to invade anybody they want.
Oh, come on.
Anybody they want. Just go ahead and do it. And by the way, as long as we got you on the CJ, I want to give you a shot. As long as we got you on the call, what do you think about Trump calling out Nikki Haley's husband while on active duty in Africa? How about that?
Well, you know what? I thought Nikki Haley handled it very well, and she can answer for herself.
Oh, all right. So you don't want to defend that. You don't want to defend that. We'll be back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. More phone calls and more of the truth on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Possible heavy snow is headed to the Northeast and New England. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
People have been accustomed to a fairly mild winter, so take all the necessary precautions. Stay tuned to your news. If you can work remotely, that's great, because we want to make sure that our roads are clear.
A man's been shot and killed at a subway station in the Bronx. NYPD Chief of Transit Michael Kemper.
We don't believe this was a random shooting. We do not believe that this was an individual indiscriminately firing into a train or in a train station.
Comedian Jon Stewart returned to Comedy Central's The Daily Show last night with barbs for President Biden and former President Trump.
We're not suggesting neither man is vibrant, productive, or even capable. But they're both stretching the limits of being able to handle the toughest job in the world.
Stewart will host the show on Monday nights only for now. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service confirms last week's storms in south-central Wisconsin produced two tornadoes. One was an EF1 in Greene County, and the other was an EF2 tornado that touched down near Evansville. While they brought widespread damage to the area, no one was killed and only minor injuries were reported. They were the first ever tornadoes in Wisconsin in February. Wisconsin's Republican senator in Washington says he wants Mitch McConnell out as Senate Minority Leader after Republican senators quickly killed the bipartisan border deal last week. Ron Johnson says that McConnell negotiated his fellow Republicans into a losing position. Johnson is also defending Congressman Mike Gallagher. He voted against impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Then Gallagher announced Saturday he won't seek re-election in November. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 35 this afternoon. The wind not too strong out of the northwest at only 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Our high temperature now, 30.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tana Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, February 12th, 2024, the birthday of President Abraham Lincoln. Talk about that more later in the show. Right now, we are discussing, in my opinion, the biggest headline of the weekend, which some didn't seem to think was that the leading candidate for the Republican nomination in 2024 gave a speech in which he called for Russia under Vladimir Putin to attack and do, quote, whatever the hell they want to our NATO allies. And again, I want to play this for you so you can hear it not from Todd, but in Trump's own words. Here he is from over the weekend.
One of the presidents of a big country stood up and said, well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? I said, you didn't pay? You're delinquent? He said, yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay.
Again, if that would have happened to a if a Democrat had said that in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, the Republican Party, as it used to be, would have stood up and absolutely attacked whoever said that. And now instead, Republicans like Senator Tom Tillis of Republican North Carolina, who are more critical than Lindsey Graham and others of his colleagues, but also suggested the former president's comments should not be taken literally. Quote, obviously, this is not something I believe he should have said, but also I don't believe it's something that he honestly believes. If he understands the Article 5 commitment of NATO, any attack on a NATO ally would have devastating consequences for American men and women who would be deployed to defend them, unquote. Well, at least Tillis understands what being a United Nations member is at. But again, Republicans are downplaying this because they are fearful of Trump and his base, the MAGA base, politically. And some, as we know, are actually fearful for the well-being, the safety, and the lives of their family or themselves. Now, remember, let's take a step back for a second. NATO guidelines encourage members to spend 2% of their gross domestic policy on defense, a mark many countries in the alliance have historically had trouble hitting. Trump regularly called on allies to spend more on defense during his presidency, suggesting inaccurately or wrongly, in other words, it was a lie, that they owed the United States, quote, a tremendous amount of money. That is a lie. That is untrue. Several countries ramped up military expenditures in response. Article 5 of NATO's treaty says that an armed attack on one member is considered an attack on all of them. And the Europeans are absolutely appalled by this, by the way. Here's what the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said in a statement, quote, any attack on NATO will be met with a united and forceful response. Any suggestion that allies will not defend each other undermines all of our security, including that of the United States, and puts American and European soldiers at an increased risk. Why have we not heard more about this? A great observation here, by the way, online on Twitter by Alexander Vindeman. I'm going to read it in a second. In order to garner as much perspective for this program as I can, I watch a lot of the Sunday news shows. One of my favorite, Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan, normally does a great job. They spent half the show or more on the fact that Joe Biden said a name last week in a speech, and also that a guy who is supposed to be a lawyer gave a neurological statement and said that President Biden was elderly. That was the focus of Face the Nation. I remember a day when CBS News would have spent most of the show focusing on the fact that a leading candidate for president of the two major parties is suggesting that we not honor our NATO agreement. Here's what Alexander Vindman wrote. He's absolutely right. Said, quote, and because here was the headline, or the chyron, or the thing that goes across the bottom of the screen on CNN over the weekend. Quote, is Biden's age now a bigger problem than Trump's indictments? Unquote. That's what they were discussing. This guy says, quote, the problem with these talking heads and execs engaging in both sidism, unserious coverage, and forced impartiality is that the dictator would crush these networks, media personalities, and execs first for being insufficiently sycophant straight out of the dictator's handbook, unquote. He's right. Trump is already signaling that if he gets back in, he is going to start shutting down media that doesn't agree with him. And so they're laying the groundwork now, most if not all of them, because they're afraid. Just like these capitulating yellow-bellied Republicans with no male genitalia. They're afraid. They don't want to stand up. And this is what is fantastic about working for civic media. We are here to tell the truth. We're not owned by some large conglomerate. One guy. And we're here to tell the truth and spread democracy. And this is why we focus on what really matters. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Green Bay, WGBW, the talk of Green Bay. Stephen listening in. Stephen, what say you?
Well, I have a couple things to say. First of all, I will apologize to you in advance, Todd, because I wasn't planning on calling in twice today, but I did want to talk to you about Mike Gallagher. But I couldn't just sit here and listen and not call you. I think this is too important of a topic not to put some perspective on.
Sure, go ahead. We got a lot of people on the line, so go ahead quickly, Stephen. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is what I have to say about that. I saw it this weekend, and I thought it was just clickbait. And I was like, there's no way that this could possibly be what the title says. So I clicked on it and started reading on it, and I was absolutely horrified. And if you still, at this point, stand by Donald Trump and stand by him attacking people that are on active duty overseas, you're not only anti-democracy, but you're anti-American at this point.
Agreed.
And you really should be ashamed of yourself.
Agreed. Great call, Stephen. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Eau Claire, WCFW up there in Eau Claire, the TAP, Gene in Eau Claire. Thanks for calling in, Gene. What say you?
Oh, thank you so much for bringing up this topic, and thank you for your show going into these aspects, because I couldn't believe it when I saw it, and I thought, nobody's covering it. So I just want to say thank you. This guy is not equipped to run our country. And the BS was a thing. I'm sorry to use BS. But with a report from the guy that worked with Trump, in his report saying Biden was forgetful. That was so ridiculous, because he didn't run then because he was mourning his son's death. When people lose somebody, they don't, you know, think exactly the same. And then bringing it up, his name even, would bring back all those feelings. So I really believe Joe Biden's got things under control, and he has more knowledge and experience than I think anybody does for all the time he's been a public servant and working for us. He's always shown he works for all of us. Anyway, thank you, Todd. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Trump's scary. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking about the Trump comments over the weekend that he is not willing to defend all NATO allies against foreign enemies, and in fact would encourage Russia and others to, quote, do whatever the hell they want, unquote, against our own allies. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Well said, Jeannie. My understanding was when Ukraine gave up their nukes, the part of the agreement was NATO and the United States was supposed to protect them.
You're right.
I think that's why we're giving them aid.
Yes.
You know, and I guess the Republicans aren't into keeping promises.
Trump certainly isn't into keeping his promises. The reason the Republicans are scared of him is because look what happened to Liz Cheney. She's no wilting flower. I mean, she's a conservative and votes right down the line, and she went up against Trump and she lost her congressional seat. So I don't think you should color down to anybody that's running president with ideas like Trump has. And I wish the Republican Party would see that. But apparently they aren't going to, Todd, and there's not much we can do about it, but hope the man does not get reelected. So with that, nice calls, by the way. Thanks.
Always great. Wisco, Paul, you're among them. Yes, our callers are fantastic. We love all of our listeners, all of our callers. Love to hear from you, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Jeannie and Wisco, Paul, bring up the point again that we don't hear from these Republicans with any spine. Nobody is willing to stand up to this guy, including Derek Van Orden, a former Navy SEAL, says that he's pro-military. You would think a guy that served in the United States Navy, especially a SEAL, understands that if you're not there for your allies, that is one of the most deplorable things you could possibly do in military rank and file. Abandon your brethren, your sisterin, your allies. Derek Van Orten knows, but he's willing to bow down to the altar of Trump rather than the Constitution of the United States. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Bill in Oconomowoc, listening in on WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha. Bill, thanks for listening. What say you?
Great show, as always. Say, I address this to CJ. The reason Ukraine wasn't attacked when Trump was in, Putin didn't want to ruin having access to the White House, having to walk in right where the top secrets were, having to be welcomed in. Happened to ask him, is there any insurrection or did you have any effect on the election? And Putin said no, and that was good enough for the Republicans. Now it's good enough for the Republicans to protect a convicted felon, a convicted tax evader, and it's going to get worse, but that's the best they've got. CJ, you either got to wake up or get your ears cleaned because something's going south with you, buddy, and you just aren't listening. But, boy, you're talking. So, anyhow, have a good day. Keep it up, CJ. I love when you call in.
Thanks,
you,
Bill. Thanks. I appreciate the Bill call. Bill, fantastic caller, Bill at Oconomowoc. But just a friendly reminder, let's try to keep our comments while we're talking here on the air to the subject and not call out other callers. I just don't want it to degenerate into personal attacks. Bill, I love you. You're welcome on the show anytime, as is CJ. But let's try to keep it to the point and not attack other callers. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Milwaukee. Also listening on the Shaw, WAUK, Ron in Milwaukee. Thanks for calling in. What say you?
Another horrified reader of Trump's latest remarks, and that takes some doing, because most of this stuff is just plain ridiculous. But this is horrifying. I mean, just talking about this, as the Secretary General of NATO said, just talking about this, one man talking about this in the United States, weakens NATO, because now it makes the NATO members start wondering if we have their back. Will this guy maybe get elected? And maybe we should start thinking about pivoting a little bit more to Russia. I mean, Finland's got that problem in spades already. My other thought was that if he's actually saying, hey, I'd invite Russia to invade these countries, I think that's treasonous. I think that's seditionous. I mean, they're our allies. We have made deals with them and contracts with them and honored them, and he's saying, it's okay with me. I'll just turn my back, and the rest of us. It's very sad.
I agree. Thank you so much, Ron, in Milwaukee. Yeah, I mean, here's the European Council President Charles Michel posted on Twitter over the weekend, quote, reckless statements on NATO security and Article 5 solidarity serve only Putin's interest, unquote. Well said. It's not just the UN and our national security Trump attacked over the weekend. He attacked an active duty member of the United States military while on foreign soil. We'll play it for you. Have the reaction. More phone calals. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 10 now before the hour of 1 o'clock. It is February 12th, a Monday, back to school, back to work week, 2024. Abraham Lincoln's birthday. In my opinion, for my money, the greatest president in American history. Wrapping up, and we'll talk more about this a little bit later in the show, but these comments by Trump over the weekend that he would allow Putin to attack NATO allies if he were in the White House again, and the fact that many news outlets are choosing not really to take a lot of time to cover this. Go to the text line. By the way, you can text this on your Apple or Android device via the Civic Media app. Going back to the text line here, I believe it was Robert from Richland Center, Mrs. Amherst. If we go back there, there we go. Robert from Richland Center says, quote, I looked at Fox News online to see what they said about Trump's statement about Russia invading countries. Interestingly, I could not find any mention of this topic on Fox News online, unquote. Robert from Richland Center. Well, how about that? Also, Andrew from Maine, from listening in on WAUK. I should have said Robert's listening on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. Meanwhile, Andrew from Maine listens on WAUK Waukesha, the Shaw. For those that believe that Trump doesn't mean what he says, I ask you why you think that makes him a better candidate. Do you like being lied to or normally trust someone who can't trust the words out of their mouth? How else do you grade a candidate? Unquote. Great comment, both. You can text us by downloading the Civic Media app to your Apple or Android device. Simply type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, to your favorite device in the search bar for the App Store. It'll pop up, takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King calls a deal. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Invite your comments on this or anything else this morning on the topics. Mr. Somers, we have calls on this, or should we go on to the Nikki Haley military part? Got to go on? All right, very good. So this is another topic that Trump was talking about over the weekend in this round of campaigning, particularly in South Carolina. Nikki Haley's husband is on active duty with the National Guard from South Carolina in Africa right now. That is a well-known, publicized fact. But that didn't stop the Trumpster from going on the sick offensive over the weekend.
Over to see me at Mar-a-Lago, sir. I will never run against you. She brought her husband. Where's her husband? Oh, he's away. He's away. What happened to her husband? What happened to her husband? Where is he? He's gone. He knew.
Trump knew as well. Trump knew exactly where Nikki Haley's husband's at. And I am saying this directly to Derek Van Orten, the congressman from the 3rd Congressional District Republican, who's running for re-election, who loves to talk about being a former Navy SEAL. You will not find someone who supports the military of our country more than me. We've had members of the Wisconsin Air National Guard on this program several times to tell their story. I spent a lot of time when I worked for a member of Congress in helping military families. Every man and woman who puts on the uniform of the United States is a hero in my book. Every veteran is a hero. How in heaven's name can you live with yourself? Can you look yourself in the mirror every day supporting a man like this? Especially if you're a veteran. If you're Derek Van Orten, how can you go to Iowa and campaign for Donald Trump as a veteran while he attacks Nikki Haley's husband, who is on active duty deployment in Africa? Want to go down and play what Nikki Haley had to say about Trump calling out her husband.
President Trump says no other president is more with the military than he is, but he's made it an unusual habit for a commander-in-chief of picking fights with and being insensitive to members of the military and their families.
The article said Trump called those who died suckers and losers.
The stunning detail that Trump turned to Kelly on Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery in 2017 and asked, "I don't get it. What was in it for them?"
He attacked John McCain, a POW who spent more than 5 years in captivity during the Vietnam War.
I like people that weren't captured, okay?
And now he's attacking retired Admiral Bill McRaven, a former Navy SEAL who oversaw the mission that took out Osama bin Laden.
Donald Trump had a rally today, and in that rally, he mocked my husband's military service. And I'll say this, Donald, if you have something to say, don't say it behind my back. Get on a debate stage and say it to my face. I am proud of Michael's service. Every military spouse knows it's a family sacrifice. I have long talked about the fact that we need to have mental competency tests for anyone over the age of 75. Donald Trump claims that he would pass that. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. But if you mock the service of a combat veteran, you don't deserve a driver's license, let alone being president of the United States.
So that was actually the advertisement that Nikki Haley released over the weekend. Mr. Somers, let's go down to that cut six. This is Nikki Haley actually firing back directly at Donald Trump after what he said about the military attacks on her husband.
Donald Trump had a rally today. And in that rally, he mocked my husband's military service. And I'll say this. Donald, if you have something to say, don't say it behind my back. Get on a debate stage and say it to my face. If you mock the service of a combat veteran, you don't deserve a driver's license, let alone being president of the United States.
So much of that was in the ad as well. But so she said the comment and then released this ad. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Gary listening in Sussex. Gary, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
All right. I want to make a comment on both subjects. The first one, when you were talking about letting Putin attack, what he actually said was NATO people belong to NATO countries. If you don't pay your part, then why should we protect you? That's all he was saying. He wasn't saying it's okay to go up for Putin to go out and attack him. He just says pay your fair share, and I agree.
But Gary, we read from the NATO guidelines. It simply says encourages members to spend 2% of their GDP on it. If you want to, I'm up against the clock, but if you want to hang around, I'd be happy to take your call. I don't want to cut you off, but I can't do anything when I'm up against the network news. So if you want to hang around, we'll talk. Take the rest of your call on the other side. Don't go anywhere. More on this and much, much more. A busy news day of the Todd Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Matt Nair on Air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, WFHR, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm